When age fell upon the world, and wonder went out of the minds of men, when grey cities reared to smoky skies, tall towers, grim and ugly, in whose shadow none might dream of the sun or of spring's flowering meads, when learning stripped earth of her mantle of beauty, and poets sang no more, save of twisted phantoms seen with bleared and inward-looking eyes. When these things had come to pass, and childish hopes had gone away forever, there was a man who travelled out of life on a quest into the spaces whither the world's dreams had fled. Of the name and abode of this man, but little is written, for they were of the waking world only. Yet it is said that both were obscure. It is enough to know that he dwelt in a city of high walls, where sterile twilight reigned, and that he toiled all day among shadow and turmoil, coming home at evening to a room whose one window opened not on the fields and groves, but on a dim court where other windows stared in dull despair.